Okay, Vajda. So Isha Shamata Dam Bikinuach. The woman who finds Dam Bikinuach with wiping Achar Hatolas Miraglaim. After literally Hatolas Miraglaim means.
Executive Vice President.
Hatolas Miraglaim means placing urine or foot water, if you really want to go with the touch. Hatolas means urine after she urinates, after she goes to the bathroom. That's not really the translation. That's the pshat. The translation is letting foot water. All right, just in case you want to know that every touch. In Mira Lekaneas, if she, Mira means quickly, right? That's an important word. Mira, if she quickly, Lekaneas wipes herself. Dina Kibedika. Then the din is like it has the din of a Bedika, which we said, you're going to have to be machmir on that like Darayt. Right? And then she's Mamela, she's a Midamidah, right? And even the slightest amount of dam is going to make her into a Nida. And that's why we frown upon anybody ever looking at the tishma, right? Which happens to every woman all the time.
Well, what are we going to do? Is the depth playing any role in this? Or does we know?
No, this is talking about. Here the chashash that he's talking about, that's a good point. Here the chashash that he's talking about is not that the wiping is going to be the problem. Here she's wiping so quickly after the urinating that was chashash that the blood came out at the same time as the urine.
We learned that with
the
We learned it later on.
We learned that before.
We're going back over it. But here the chashash is not the wiping part of it. Here the chashash, that's also an issue. That's an additional issue. Right. Right. Here we're dealing even without the wiping part. Here we're dealing with that with the chashash that perhaps the dam came out when she was going to the bathroom, and then mamela that dam was masked by the feeling of going to the bathroom, and really it was a hargasha. Mm-hmm. Right? She had a sensation. Mamela, she's really a nida midarayt. And that's why she's going to be coming with kosher.
We've talked about that before.
Right. Now what the amount of time is, he doesn't really say. Right. Said Miharo, she does it quickly. But this, you have a lot of different shittas. I think the more popular shittas is 15-20 seconds. 15-20 seconds after she's done, then already you can start being more maker.
Maybe it's
not fast. No, it's longer than that. It's longer than that. Right? Anyway, we need them to make some noise, otherwise they're going to move closer. Right? But then she's Tomei B'kol Shehu. Right? Why is she Tomei B'kol Shehu? Because Anita, who's a Daraisa, even the smallest amount of dam makes her to Anita. Right? Uprate didn't say Yivor La'alam B'simu Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We're going to see more specific dinim for this later on in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Huadin, and the same thing would apply in Matzah Dam Bikinuach Meyad Acher Tashmish. Huadin would be the same din would apply in Matzah Dam. She finds Dam Bikinuach with the wiping Meyad Acher Tashmish, immediately after Tashmish. Right? Which has to be pretty immediate. So the way some of the Mepharshim say is that she has to have the cloth or the tissue in her hand. The shas tashmish, and the second the man goes out of the woman, she has to wipe herself. That would be the shir, which is practically impossible. She's very frum, so she wants to do a bidika to make sure she's there.
There's somebody that holds that you do that every time you have tashmish.
Well, the Rambam holds that if she has no vest to wear. Yeah, let's leave that alone. But that, for where, no, meaning the point is that it's so quick. That's why these shilas halachas become very difficult for a rav the paskin, because knowing that information is very hard to tell a woman that she's coming, because it's really a matter of seconds, theoretically. Okay, then there are machmir, that's 15-20 seconds, then those that it's a minute. I think there are those that even hold a half hour. Well, yeah. Okay.
Fine. Before that that period, the Aynav period?
No, this is at any time. During Ani, you shouldn't be having tashmish, but
right.
There's any time. This could be
during the regular clean.
This, yes, theoretically, a woman could see.
And if before, let's say you have in your calendar something, you just see blood all of a sudden.
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah,
it could happen.
Yes, it does happen. Well, you hopefully won't. She, if you play the cards right, then she won't be in either from it, even though she's seeing a thing. If you mess up, then like wiping immediately after going to the bathroom and staying on a tissue, then it's a problem. Right, we'll go along. Yeah, sure. That's the first thing you do. If then you got to send her to a nurse or to a doctor to check, unless she knows that it's bleeding. Yeah, that's the first thing you do when a woman sees a stain that's gonna clear up hematoma her at a time when she's not expecting it. Like as if she went to the mikveh 2 days ago, something like that. Then the first thing you do is you look or you try and find out if there's some sort of wound or a cut or something. Which happens, sure.
She doesn't have the flow like the day or the day after.
She goes back after having a baby.
Well, no, not if she still might be a nida. See, there's a lot of confusion. A woman can become a nida at any time, any moment, any time, even from the slightest amount of dam. Even if she doesn't get a period. When he's saying here that she's tummy bekoshu, he's talking about a case where she wiped after going to the bathroom, let's say immediately. Let's say for whatever reason, the second after she wiped, she was in a big rush, right? And the second after she finished going to the bathroom, she wiped herself, and there's a little bit of blood. It's for sure blood. You bring it to the rabbi, he says it's blood. She will then be a nida, even if she doesn't see anything else after that.
Yeah. Well, how is it spotting?
It's spotting. So if you play it right, and she wouldn't have looked at her tissues, and then she wouldn't know it was there, so then you'd be fine. But that's...
Women have...
Yeah, well done. Women and the guys would have the same issue. Right? The guys would have the same problem. Right? Yeah, you understand? It's a little hard to swallow.
They have to start counting.
Yeah. They have to wait 5 days and then 7 days and then, yeah. Will she have a vest? That depends where she sees
it. If she fills in water, it's going to get diluted. It's going to get.
Right. So then,
nobody will be wanting to be, okay, let me dish that out now. I'm like,
even if you do, the water is going to be tainted. It's going to taint it. So then that becomes part of the shiloh. Let's say you don't know for sure it's down.
That's not a complicated thing.
Well, what usually happens is when the woman quickly sees it and quickly flushes it down, now what do you do? Yeah, but so what? If it comes out with the urine, we don't care.
If you see it in the water, then it would be...
You don't know. So then, right, so then you have to start finding out. Did it come out with the urine? Did it not come out with the urine?
But even if it is, isn't it like it's on the colored underwear or the urine?
What?
Isn't water and toilet the same thing as that colored underwear?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because she just went to the bathroom, so maybe the blood came out with the urine. Blood comes out with the urine, it's a very shreddish shot.
Tell her to flip the page. Tell her one more page, One more page in the key.
Well, we've been learning.
Why is that worse? Why is that worse?
Why is what worse?
She goes to the bathroom and then you see something.
How do you know it didn't come out with the urine? If it comes out.
No, but let's say two days after she goes to the mikveh, she has another bath.
She could not.
There's another.
Why not? Why shall we care? 2 days.
As far as I'm concerned,
right? Because if it came out,
she might have
realized it.
Right?
Why not?
She might have had
a
halakasha. We don't
know. That's why.
Right? Yeah.
That's the
problem. Not because. Don't assume anything. The tissue is an
additional problem. Like you're in the Marine Corps. No assumptions.
Yes, women do. Women that are pregnant that become needles from staining, and there are women that are in the ninth month that become needles from staining. Listen, we try and pull out all the stops to make it not be, but if
we have a cause,
that's why you got to learn the tricks of the trade to get at it, so you don't have these issues.
If we have a cause, there's no more hargushas, then why?
What?
If we have a cause, there's no more hargushas.
Learn the tricks of the trade.
If we have a cause, there's no more hargushas, then why? How can you say that back
no,
on
because
this?
We still have to be cautious.
We have to be cautious of something that we claim doesn't exist.
Yeah,
if a woman came to you and said, I think I had a haragasha, you would tell her to go jump in a lake.
It depends. You have to, after a hard day interviewing, you insist and insist, then we'd be
mocked.
You'd mess up. Whatever she tells you, you're going to have to believe is her haragasha, because we have no set haragasha.
Yeah, but then you can say, you ever had this feeling before? And
I'm not going to fix that. It's
20 years. We all have cramps, you know what I mean?
And wait for the slap.
I don't even know how to respond to that one.
Maybe only people from Scranton.
Oh, we got a lot of problems.
Yeah, we do.
Can we go to America? I don't know.
Okay. Fine. We're going to get more into this in Kuf Tzadik Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Yeah? Okay. Isha Sherot Sahar Beit Dam.
I wish that in there. Top 10 ways of getting out of being an Iran on the web.
Yeah. You're a citizen. You're going to see. Now, let's say a woman sees a lot of dam. Ah, loy her gisha be yitziyate. However, she didn't feel it at all. Right? Ah, however, loy her gisha, she had no sensation be yitziyate when it was coming out. Yivur Dina Lahalam, then we're going to have to wait for Kuftadi for that, which should be in about a bunch of months. If we're lucky.
What does it mean a lot? What does it mean a lot?
A lot means she sees a decent amount of blood.
Decent or a lot of different
blood? Common? Is what common? Every time a woman gets a period, I would think that this is...
What's a lot? Can we discuss this right now?
After a day already, it doesn't
seem... This is a hot topic. How much is a lot?
By the second or third day, yes, you're going to have more
of the dollar bill paid in half.
But the last time per se, you might feel...
You never had
true. You can start grabbing.
How much? A dollar bill paid in half.
But more?
I don't know. Maybe ask the question.
It doesn't happen all one shot.
Okay, you really want to do this? We'll skip. Skip to... we're going straight. Okay, you guys will. Yeah, so we'll just skip to this and then we'll... Since Dalam is so into it, basically to page Memchet Yud Zayin, and mine. What?
What?
Junior
Kutzadik Alf or
the only one currently in a Kutzadik
Yud Zayin. Unless in the new version it's on a different page. Yeah, I think it's on.
He's got the.
Is that the old one?
No, just like mine.
You have the old one? Okay, whatever it is. Do you have it there? Yeah. Okay. So now, let's just, before we do this, let's discuss what the issue is here. Basically, what we're saying till now is that if a woman has a hargasha, she's a nida even with the smallest amount of dam. Mm-hmm. If she did not have a hargasha, meaning she had no sensation of it leaving her body, then she's not a nida. Right? So what's the kasha that every guy should ask?
Really, to keep away color and we're good to go.
Let a woman keep colored underwear or even colored pads, and when she gets her period, it's all on color, and no problem because she had no hargush. Again, that's the main thing. She had no feeling. Now again, what, huh? Feeling wet on the outside is not called a sensation. Feeling wet on the outside is not called hargush. Right? We clear on that?
Yeah.
So you're saying, how often does this happen? This happens every month. That's what I understand. Most women have no idea that they be seeing. Right? They feel wet. They look and they say, hey, what do you know? It's my period.
They lost the touch.
Right? That's usually what happens. So then why are they in either? In order for a woman to be in either, again, she has to actually feel something internally going on. If she didn't. By the uterus. Yeah. So if she didn't, so then no, it's not like that. So let's see, Bizmanenu, in our times, there you have it. Bizmanenu, in our times, Rav Hanashim, most women ainan magisha, they have no feeling at all. Kishemagia haves when the period comes. You said you wanted to discuss this, and now you're on the phone.
I'm listening.
Vilachain.
It's not going to answer my question anyway. You know that.
Vilachain, yesh ladun ma nechshav ketem. What is called a ketem, a stain, in which case she'd be mutter because it was found on color, or what's called a ria, which is a code word, not a code word, but it's another word for flow, period, in which case she'd be a nida even though it's on right, even though it's on color, right? Sha'arei, now here's what he says in the bracket, sha'arei, right? That, can it be that Sharei E F Shalimer, it's impossible to say Sheisha Shaleveshes Begadim Tzavayim, that a woman Shaleveshes that wears Begadim Tzavayim, colored clothing, colored underwear, La Olam Tiyeh Tahira Kishalei Agisha, that she'll forever be Tahira when she has no Hagasha. Kiven the Lei Gozer Chazal Tumas Kesam Abegatua, since Chazal will never Gozer the Tumah of a stain on colored clothing, right? Everybody following me here? Right? So if a woman sees a stain on color, and she has a hargosha, what's her name? She did feel something internal, and she sees the stain on color. Neither did I. Right? So we don't care that it was found on color.
But being that she actually felt something.
Because she felt something. If she doesn't feel anything, what's the dig? She's tired because it's on color.
Right.
So then again, so that means that any woman ever sees on color, she never did either. Right?
Without the feeling.
Right. Can't, so that can't possibly be, that's what he's saying. So Vahairu Bazan, they teach, the Gedolei Poskim, my name is teach. Shim Rosa Harbe Dam, if she sees a lot of Dam, Tzricha Lasha Shehagisha, she has to be concerned that she had a feeling. I mean, even though she didn't have a feeling, but she sees so much Dam that we have to say,
wow,
must be there was a feeling, and they didn't have it.
What's the feeling?
One thing, let's finish first, and then we'll get into
how much. You've been having a lot of Dam.
I will tell you, I will give you a very satisfactory answer.
Yeah?
Yes, for a minimal fee. I think it's a satisfactory answer. You may not like it.
The higher the fee, the more satisfactory the answer.
What?
Give me one shear, I don't care.
I'll give you a shear. Two shear, I'll give you.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes.
Whoa! Guys, forget it. Wait, what's the difference between a lot of Dom and a little Dom?
That's what he's asking. Where do you draw the line between a small amount of Dom and a large Dom?
Why do we say that a lot of Dom cause Argosha and a little Dom?
Because it has to be basically.
And if a little Dom is not,
let's finish the sentence. For Imrim, and we say Shemin has Dom. We have to say that she must have, minastam means, how do you touch minastam?
Probably.
Not probably. Minastam means, it's
like
the default. Minastam means like by default, right? Hergisha, she must have had agosha, but lois sama lev lakav, she didn't place her heart to it, meaning she wasn't concentrating on it.
When is any of you?
So basically,
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
What we're saying is that if she sees so much time, we have to assume that it came with our gusha, because otherwise there'd be no such thing as neither anymore.
Not
yet, so.
Right?
Is that
a problem?
No, but
all right. Yeah, the rabbis have nothing to do. What the rabbis gonna do then? So you guys gotta no, chas v'shalom. It's gotta be that a woman gets a period; she's a neither. It just has to be that. The question is much better than the answer, if you notice. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's why you're not going to be satisfied.
The Lachain, therefore, no, the Lachain, he understands that part. That a woman sees enough Tom, it's got to be that she has, it's got to be she's Tommy. Now we got to figure out why she's Tommy.
But after a day of her bleeding, she doesn't know it's a period also.
So what? She's not a neither. But she's not a neither. She didn't have a gusher. If she didn't feel it internally leaving her, and she's not
that's
either.
That's the
Raisa,
not the Rabbanon.
It's the Raisa. And the Rabbanon is on color, so it's no problem. So the only way to get out of this is to say that she's...
If you want
to
get technical,
she had a Hargosha, she just wasn't aware of it.
But the Raisa, if a woman has a period of a wrong color, she can have a period for years with the wrong color, but the Raisa, she's never...
That's true.
But
we don't know that anymore.
But we don't know
that. No, I'm saying theoretically, if you have color, I mean... You've seen multiple colors. I mean, you've seen tons of colors.
Yes,
so you got to figure a lot of them are not within the four, no?
Yeah.
That was a good one. Coming up the way it is.
Now, on the bottom, he brings some interesting tshuvas to explain the pshat further, but let's first finish on top. L'chein, he temeya afilu im lavshav did big day tivani. Therefore, she's temeya even if she's wearing colored undergarments. Adam agavi or if she sees it on something that's not makabel tuma,
like
a toilet seat or like a maxi bed, not makabel tuma. Right? Therefore, she's still going to be tummy again, because at some point she sees enough time, we have to assume that there was a hargosha, and she's a nida midaraisa, and we don't care that it was on color. Pads are not makabel tuma. Yes, that's for the record.
Even if they're on underwear.
Even if they're on underwear.
As opposed to.
No, that's the way we're talking.
As opposed to
my shtickle about our Shabbos?
Opposed to how?
He's getting involved with advance.
We went through that. You went through that.
Whose way were you know your way? So what?
She's
tired.
She's
no hugger. She's tired. She was tired.
Ah, don't get off.
But because the Torah says it's with the Hargosha, without Hargosha.
He said?
So what?
He said?
It doesn't make a difference. That's not Tom either.
Yeah?
What did I say?
I don't know.
Because he said this.
On Shabbos, can Ishgoyah, if it's just the day of Rosh, she's not bleeding yet.
She wants to wear pads. There's no air. She wants to wear pads.
She cannot wear pads.
She cannot wear pads.
No. Why isn't that part of her bag?
But it sticks to the bag.
If you glue it on,
stickers. And if you hold it, you're machmir that it's a kabel tuma.
I know you're Tyra. I know you're Tyra.
It's a good one, no?
They'll say no, even if it's stuck on with the tape.
They say it's not. It's there to protect her clothing. If she doesn't have it, the only reason why you're allowed to take something out on Shabbos is for your own comfortability of your body.
Okay, sorry.
Not to protect your clothing.
You can't have comfortability in the future?
No. Right now
you won't bleed.
Well, so if I think that it's going to rain, it's not raining now, and I put on a raincoat and walk the shul, I'm going to be warm when I'm wearing that raincoat. Why? I'm worried.
That's a malbush. That's no problem. That's a malbush. This is not. Right?
What happens if she's bleeding a little bit?
Still a problem. Now, one second. Let's say there's one caveat here with this whole thing. Shmuel Shabbos Hilchasa said that if she puts on the pad, because if her underwear would be wet, she'd be uncomfortable, then that's called being a shomer to the guf. And then it would be okay.
She has to be bleeding now.
Which in most cases is what it is. So the halacha is not really too applicable.
Okay, and if she's
he wants to make
and
it.
And if she's going to be very worried the whole day about ruining her other pants, even if she's not at this moment bleeding, why isn't that a shomer for the guf?
It's not.
Why?
Because it's not.
The Milchus Shabbos is ruining it.
She's concerned.
If you buy
wait, what's the difference? Do you have an issue? Hello? If your wife is there, it's a non-issue.
I have to. Everything we argue about here is only an issue. We only argue about things that are issues.
This should be a lesson. Don't go to Brooklyn.
Exactly. Oh, they're in Brooklyn too.
Now, baby. That was Rabbi T.
I said it's an Arab. I didn't say it's a kosher one.
Oh. Well, what kind of...
Omnom, however, okay, let's get to the next line. Omnom, let's stick to the subject matter, yeah? Omnom, adayin yesh ladun man neshav har beidam. However, this is the $1 million question in the Hilchos Nida, and it's the most common question and the most difficult question to answer. At what point do you call it har beidam? Adayin still yesh ladun, you have to figure out ma neshav har beidam, what's called a lot of dam. The Paiskim did not give a clear shir for this. Here's your last line, is right here. Va'akol, and everything is lefi ra'is enei hamor, according to the eyes, according to the outlook, literally, of the eyes of the teacher. So depending on the rabbi you go to, and depending what he considers a lot of dam, that's where you're going to have to deal with the tzak.
Now,
what is my rabbi hold?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Now here, I'll tell you what the practical halacha comes out from this. Is there's two trains of thought here? Okay, can you deal with two?
We'll see.
Okay. First one is it's strictly based on amount of dust. Okay, each one has a chumrah and a kula. It's very interesting. What? No, well, you can take the kulas from both, and then you're pretty much home free.
There you go.
In other words, a woman calls. Basically, let's take a couple scenarios. A woman calls. She says, "I just went to the mikveh yesterday, and now I see a half a dollar's worth fold. Let's say a dollar bill of dam on my underwear. Dollar bill's worth, like, is a lot of dam. I would think." What?
You were thinking around that size, huh?
No, bigger. I'm talking about a dollar bill. Oh, bill, not a coin.
Oh, bill.
Bill. Let's say she says it's a dollar bill, right? What would you say? That har beidam or not?
Yeah, har beidam.
Now, some rabbanim might say that's called har beidam. It doesn't make a difference that you went to the mikveh yesterday.
A whole dollar.
And you're in either.
Doesn't it also depend how absorbent the material you're using?
So he has to say, is it absorbent? Where do you see it? Okay, there's a lot of variations that go into the question, right? Meaning, so some Rabbanim might say, how much dam did you see? Meaning, they have basically a chart in their mind of where they're going to call it Har Beidam and where they're not going to call it Har Beidam.
Is this things you use on Pesach to figure out how much mar is?
They don't actually have one, right? But they have a picture in their head what they call Har Beidam. If you pass that line, then she's going to be in either regardless of how much she saw. That's one. Now what that shear is, that's different rabbanim, that's different shear. Right? Some say half a dollar folded, some say dollars, a single dollar. Right?
How much of a variation? Large variation?
What do you mean?
Between the most Mako Rav and the most Machmer Rav?
Yes. Rav Chavkel Roth, right? We know, have you ever heard of Rav Chavkel Roth?
Yeah, the Carlsberger Roth.
Carlsberger Roth, right?
Famous
as one of the biggest makilim on colors of dumb. Right, he's known as he's of lead. He's in Barbara, I mean, it says over there. 53rd. He's the last line. If he says something's red, it's red. Okay? Because it's so easy to get him to say something is red. No, so not right. That's it. But he holds that it's a very small amount of dumb. That's called harbe dumb, and he's mitam.
So who do you go to for that?
Whatever, the tricks of the trade. Yeah. There are those that say that it's a lot more. Okay? The David Feinstein, from what I was told, goes with a very large share. Except if she's taking birth control pills. If she's taking birth control pills, then he's very machmir. You gotta know with all the scenarios who to go, send them to where, what, how. It's a whole maze of shit.
What's the logic? It's like he says about first my nephew's shear. What's the logic between someone who goes through an inch and someone who goes through a foot? If he says about first my nephew's shear, what's the logic with someone who holds this and someone who holds this?
They hold one of that.
Where do they get, where does this guy get this and this guy get
one holds. That if it's anything more than a normal stain, basically is what do you call, is the ikkar here that all she's doing is staining, right? So which some say, listen, if it's bigger than that, that's not staining anymore, that's a considerable amount of dam. We have to be concerned she had agasha. Others say, no, that stain can be this big, right?
Is this scientific?
One second, that is another line of thought, which I think is the more popular line of thought that the Rabbanim go with. Is they ask the woman, does this feel like a period?
Oh God!
Yeah. Does this feel like a period? So when a woman says, "I don't know," maybe yeah, maybe no, a hand and a hand, back and forth, right? So then you have to try and figure out ways to ask the woman to pinpoint exactly.
Like,
does it feel like a period?
Do you have any that work yet?
What?
Do you have any good ways to ask?
I've heard of a couple of good ways. No, one way is you ask the woman, would she put on a pad? No, is it heavy enough
right
that she would put on a pad?
A lot of women
good. So some women put it on just because they're scared. No, someone would you? Right,
more.
But that's not. Would it be enough that you'd put on a pad like you would for a period? Right. Basically, you ask them, would you call this a light period? If you call it a light period, then they say the game's over. Right. If as long as they don't say it's a light period, then no problem.
Boy, it happens like 3 days after she went to the
mikvah.
It's a
period.
It's a real thing, right?
Right. So then,
you have a big flow.
Right. She would be a neither. If she says it's a light period, then most rabbanim will be machmir. Again, those that go with that. Meaning that very Talian woman. Meaning if a certain, let's say, one woman, when she gets a period, will see, let's say, this whole safe is worth of dam, right? Again, it's very hard to measure all these things.
Yeah,
we're just saying, she sees a lot of dumb. She's the type of woman that sees a lot of blood. So then for her, for the stain to make her tummy is going to have to be a lot bigger than for a lady who sees, let's say, she doesn't see that much, right? So then her shear is going to be a lot. It's going to adjust based on the woman.
Do those people who go purely on size not care about the woman's period?
Are we being a little clear here?
I understand what you're saying.
So now, it could be that the Mando Amma that says it goes by size.
They
so let's
care?
Take this lady. You have two ladies. One who normally sees the size of both pages of the sefer, right? And one who sees normally one page of the sefer. And they both call, and then they see a stain the size of one page. And one calls one rub, one calls the other. If you call the rub, that's basically it all on size. So he doesn't care if her normal period is the size of two pages. He holds, if you see one page, you're a neither. That's it. Right? The other rug will say, well, what do you normally see? She says, no, normally I see a lot more. It's only staining. So say, it's okay. Right? So there could be large variation.
It doesn't make sense that that much blood, someone can say it's okay.
Why does
if it's not her normal period?
I think the one who holds it purely goes by size. Why don't they care what the woman's period is like?
Because they say it's a certain size. It leaves the status of stain and goes into the status of flow.
So if that woman always gets a period smaller than their official size, she's never a neither.
Correct.
So they don't have a problem with that?
Oh, one second. So now, so in this case...
That's a good question to ask the first day, you know?
In this case... Yeah, but you see, you can't. Women change as their life cycle goes around. They change.
You bring this.
No. Oh, one second.
Ask a woman what's normal. Well, last month was this. 2 months ago was this. Before the baby or after the baby?
True. True. That's
before I went to Israel and gained 20 pounds. After, like, I don't know.
That's what happened.
So there's no norm.
There is no norm. Now I'll make it even more complicated. You think you're making it complicated? I'll one-up you on that one.
Okay?
You ready for this one?
I'm kidding, dear. Doesn't make
now, in this case, the one who is more mahur is the one that strictly goes by size.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's say sometimes women have situations where they just stop seeing. For whatever reason. Now, birth control, taking different types of...
Well, they're traveling. That's like the
right?
Same, yeah.
What? Different times, so a woman, for some reason, starts seeing a very small amount of blood on a monthly basis. Right? Meaning normally, last year, she was seeing a lot. Now, all of a sudden, she starts seeing very little blood. Almost to the point where she doesn't even need a pad. Now, she sees a little bit of blood on the... But now, she's adjusted, and for 3-4 months, she's been seeing this small amount of blood. Right? Now she calls the Rav, and she asks the Rav, she sees this small amount of blood on the underwear. So now, let's call the two Rabbanim, one who strictly goes with size, who before was Machmir.
Now it's better now.
Right? And they have the other one who goes with based on what does she normally see. So now she calls the Rav that's strictly with size. He says, well, how big was it? She says it was the size of a quarter. No problem. Doesn't even ask her if it's a regular period, not a period.
She's never going to be a nida, according to
him. Some Rabbanim will hold she won't be a nida. If she calls the other Rav who says, well, is it as heavy as your normal period? So then after she goes through the whole song and dance, and she says, yeah, the last 3, 4, 5 periods were this size, and that Rav is going to say, okay, you're out. Now the tables are switched.
Let me ask you this.
This is very advanced, Tuchatidah. That if it comes up, you have to ask the shot.
That rub,
you know, you made me crazy. So
that rub, the rub that holds Shirley on side.
Does everybody understand what I'm saying? The douche trains the daughter. One is strictly on side. I want to tell you what you normally
do. The rub who holds
have coolest and coolest.
The rub who holds purely on size. The one who holds purely on size. Does he care how many times she has to change her underpants?
No. What do you mean? No, we're talking about.
No,
you're just saying one constantly change the pants. No, she's constantly
changing. Why? And it's never the size.
No, because that's pulling shticks.
So what's the limit on that then? How many times she'll have to change her pants?
As long as it's staining.
Yeah.
Then
shtick is good.
It'll be okay. It depends on the situation.
So what? When will that rug call? The guy who holds two pages. When will he call it here? She changes every hour? She has to change every 2 hours?
I don't know. That's exactly
what's the cut on it?
She
can change her hair every half an hour. She's never going to be in either. For
it's Hakola Firoz in MR. He might ask her, how often are you changing your hair? If she says, I'm changing them 3 times every hour.
Is it Messiah or personal opinion?
It's both.
Can I get in on
this? How do you, at the end of the day?
How do I?
No, say, do you go side, or you
I personally,
you're a hybrid?
I personally, I'm a hybrid.
You're a hybrid.
What did you say?
I'm a hybrid. I go home with both ways.
Shayesha guy, not a Shayesha guy. It depends like who we're talking to.
What do you ask? When someone calls you with this question, what do you ask them?
My first thing I ask is it as heavy as a regular period?
And if they say yes, no matter what the size
then
is, they're out the door?
I fish around. I don't. You can't say what...
I ask you the same questions you tried to ask you. I should know what gets anyway.
Yeah. Now, there are those that... And Grata on this one, a double cone with muscle, from what I understand. I didn't speak to him about it, but Yossi Weberman did. And I think he was muscle on it. He said, if this is her normal size blood that she gets, when she gets that, she's tummy. And I personally asked Rehillel David, and he said, no way. He said, it's a stain. Nobody said it's a mitzvah for a woman to get a period every month.
But it's a normal occurrence. That doesn't make sense. It's a normal occurrence.
It doesn't make a difference. It's still a stain. It's a stain. Again, you could sit around and...
So a woman who has a very...
Go in circles the whole time. There's two trains of thought. There's one that is tully in a size, and one that is tully in what is the
woman's... normal, a woman's normal cycle is very light, random spotting, far apart, enough that she can change the pattern and not bother the rub. She's never going to have, she's never going to come and eat it.
If it's very light.
If she tells you for a year, every month, on the same day, I get very, very light spotting, you're not going to count that as a vest, you're not going to count that as a period, she can go get into
it. With the pen, and she wouldn't put on a pad? A tiny little bit.
She gets, even so, she has to change around her pants twice a day for
that
2 days.
All that I would be mad.
Even if it's smaller than all the shiurim.
Yeah, because she's changing and she's pulling shtick, which is okay sometimes. But if this is her, this is the way she gets the period. I'm talking about a case where all she sees. They call it in the tipat chodshi, the monthly drop. A woman like that, I personally would be mako. Again, it could change my mind tomorrow. But I'm saying right now,
How much money do we have to pay down for
we're going to have real hot.
Get it locked in.
I hope we made it a little bit clear what goes on with when a woman gets the period. It's very rough.
So does that mean a woman can't, like he was talking about black pads before, a woman can't wear black pads?
According to some parts, women cannot wear black rub. Force does not. Those women cannot wear black.
Force says you should not wear it.
He won't be metama her, but some rabbanim will say Some rabbanim suggested. Then there are other rabbanim, a lot that I've spoken to, say, what do you even need black pads for? Just use white. It's not makabel tuma. Who cares?
So if you know, if you knew that someone wasn't going to keep tarat mishpacha, would you tell them to wear black pads?
I don't know. I told you this.
Now his wife has
somebody
else.
Who was made a mistake and he thought his wife wasn't an Eden, she really was an Eden.
He was talking about
doing tshuva. So do you do a tshuva? She was a deraisa neither. And I'll push comes to shove. Let's say a woman taka saw a lot of blood, but she only saw it on color. Now she has to do tshuva, and she was with her husband. She has to do tshuva now, right? Does she do tshuva like she was a deraisa or the rabbanim? So lechayr deraisa, because we're saying here, if she sees a nice amount of blood, then she doesn't need them in deraisa because she must have had a hargosha. Right?
Right.
But push comes to shove, she never had a hargosha. So maybe she's
no
other rabbanim. I tried to finagle
that. The case I talked to you about once, if you have someone who's a baal tshuva, not religious, just tell them better. Put on black pads whenever you think you're getting a period. It's better than
yes or no. It's
you're just enabling. Then you're an enabler.
It's
not an enabler. You're just trying to
keep someone from doing a Seder Daraisa.
Okay,
wait, so why is there such a thing as black pads?
Yes, you can.